Lance Corporal Norman Anderson III, was buried this week at Arlington National Cemetery. The 21-year-old Marine from Parkton, Maryland, was one of 96 service members to die in Iraq in October. Corporal Anderson had been there only about a month. His unit was attacked by a suicide car bomber while on a security mission west of Baghdad. NPR's Ben Bergman has more.
In July, after Norman Anderson told his parents he wanted to get married, they were excited but also nervous. They thought their only son, nicknamed Wally, was a bit young for a wedding, and they knew he would soon be leaving to fight in Iraq.
Naturally, we talked to him about it, and he said, well, what better time would it be? If nothing happens to me, it gives us a chance to get started, talking about finances and things like that, send the money home, bank some money, and he said, if something does happen, then she's taken care of.
That day, Anderson's father, also Norman Anderson, was impressed by his son's maturity, and so was his wife, Robin Anderson.
We talked for like 6 hours, and afterwards, I was in awe of him, the maturity for a 21-year-old.
A few weeks later, Wally Anderson married Victoria Worthing, his high school sweetheart. The morning of the wedding, he seemed nervous about some of the details, like how his uniform looked, but it all went off without a hitch.
He said, I never thought my wedding would be that much fun. He said, I had a blast.
There wasn't even enough time for a full honeymoon before Anderson left for Iraq. About a month later, two Marines showed up at his parents' door. His father was home alone.
I heard a vehicle pull in the driveway. I didn't think much about it until I saw two Marines. Then I didn't want to come downstairs. And I didn't for, it seemed like eternity, but it was probably maybe for 45 seconds. I thought they were going to tell me he was maybe injured, and naturally, you know, it's no, Mr. Anderson. He was killed today. A couple minutes later, I said, this is a stupid question, but are you sure it was him? They said, yes, sir. It was Lance Corporal Norman Wallace Anderson III. And then it still didn't hit me. You keep saying, their cell phone's going to ring, and they're going to say, you haven't gotten there yet, have you? Because we just found out that he is in a hospital.
Since that day, the Andersons have had a constant stream of visitors coming by to offer support.
Dave, did you get something to eat?
Friends and family have been sharing memories of Wally Anderson, someone who loved making other people laugh. His mother remembers his Jim Carrey impressions.
You can't think of Norman that you don't see that big grin of his. It was amazing.
Anderson loved football. His high school team called him Stormin' Norman, and now they've retired as number 33. But Coach Steve Turnbaugh saw what Anderson was most passionate about.
Here's a kid that came in as a ninth grader, and he knew what he wanted to do. When the season's over, I hand out resumes to our seniors that want to go on and possibly play college football, and I put together tapes and all that for them. And then I came to him and said, Coach, I'm not going to school. I know what I want to do. He says, as soon as I graduate, I'm enlisted in the Marine Corps.
Anderson wanted to enlist even earlier. On September 11th, 2001, he was so moved by the terrorist attacks that he begged his mother to let him go fight.
I said, no, you will finish high school, and then you can go on with your plans.
Wally Anderson's parents say he always worried that no matter what he did, it wasn't good enough. Here, his mother reads a letter he sent from Iraq.
I love you both very much, and I'm so grateful to have you two as parents. I'm returning the favor by trying. I'll make you proud. Love, Wally. He was always so afraid he was going to disappoint us. Always so, and I never understood that.
It was the last time the Andersons heard from their son. Ben Bergman, NPR News.